Wait, the whistle.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Dry July.
I prefer the term dryish July, like, yeah.
Everything in moderation.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a dry cocktail or maybe a dry Riesling.
Just trying a different angle at life for a whole month.
You know, just be sober curious. Don't be sober.
Sober curious.
Gwilym, in the last 12 months, I actually have tried a few of these non-alcoholic spirits. And I have been well impressed with the quality.
Arms crossed. He's serious.
He's taking us very seriously. Yeah. I can tell by the look in his eyes. Yeah, it's quite cool. But this is what's interesting. So we're doing Liars. So Liars is a bit different than the other ones, which are more...
With a Y.
Trying to be its own thing. You know, like if you look at Seedlip, they're trying to be, you know, we are our pea flavour. We're not trying to be a gin. Whereas what Liars are doing is very much like what the Liar Bird in Australia does, which is mimic ambulances, mum screaming at kids, generally does any loud noise.
Yes.
Is this the one that does a ray gun as well?
Yes.
Fuck, that's buzzy. There's a really cool video of this actually. It does like all the car alarms, phone sounds. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a trip.
It is well worth watching.
Googling. Can I have a look at that? Can I have a look at the bottle?
Yeah, so basically what this gear is, a bunch of Australians who are all marketing people got fed up with being hungover 5 or 6 days a week. So they're like, shit, we should make some non-alcoholic goodness. So they went to this flavor lab in Germany, which does everything from synthesizing like chartreuse through to blending like all the Johnny Walker flavors. And they're like, we want to make non-alcoholic spirits out of real things. So it's not like they go out and use strange chemical names. They actually go and find the different ingredients which make up the palate. So like when you taste this, you'll get a little bit of heat like you expect from alcohol, but that's using different kinds of capsaicin, which is like the spice you get out of chili peppers. And then they use Sichuan peppercorns to give you that little tingling and that numbness on your tongue.
Oh, really?
So, like, they go deep.
Lyrebird mimics construction sounds.
Play it.
Probably have missed that one. We're already living there. It just does annoying sounds that humans make, which is kind of funny.
Now, over the lockdown period, Glengarry was our sponsor, and they were kind enough to deliver quite a healthy amount of spirits to us. And Big Hungry and I enjoyed many espresso tini.
Gotta love espresso tinis. We're gonna make you the espresso tini. So it's not an espresso tini, because there's gonna be no booze in this bad boy. Sorry, I had to get a pun out there on
you
the first one.
You are a word wizard.
Espresso tini.
You can tell by the beard.
Is this a lie, bird? Oh.
Check it out, man.
The ray gun is...
Imagine sitting in front of Star Wars. That was already a bit.
Has it just been listening to an arcade machine?
Like a plastic case ray gun. It probably does vintage toys that are now not available. Passed down from generations.
It looks very Australian, this bird.
Could get annoying. Like, this is about 4 or 5 seconds, and I'm kind of tapped.
Kill it. We'll move on.
Beautiful bird, though. Beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a Liars Coffee Original.
So that's sort of like you'd expect your coffee liqueur. So it's very similar to how they make it. So it's
smell that, man.
So it's like cold brew coffee.
Oh, dang.
But sort of turned up to 11.
Great little portly little bottle as well.
Yeah, it's really chocolatey.
That. And then what we've got here is a bit of the old dark canes. This is sort of like if you drink, you know, sort of darker rum. So think Karuba. So you boys just need to have a little swig of this first, I think. A little swig.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you still doing the COVID thing where you need your own glasses?
No, that's all right.
That's more of just what I like, anyway.
Since when?
I've been pashing all afternoon, mate.
Here you go.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. No, I could have sipped on John's other side. There's plenty of room on that. It's a nice big old weird glass you got there.
Hang on. So this is like a sweet...
So it's like a sweeter, richer, more molassesy rum. So I think dark rum.
That's strange.
But like, so you can see what I mean about that little tingle on your lips, like.
It's almost like a melted gummy bear, though.
Yeah, in a good way. Or like a cola,
How does it get any better? The way I don't understand. You melted a gummy bear.
So you see, you're sort of getting like it tastes well and truly like you're drinking rum, but it's not rum. It even has the same sort of texture and viscosity, which is sort of what a lot of people reckon that they sort of lack. So Where it really starts coming into its own, though, is when you start using it in cocktails.
It's a lot thinner and more playful. It's not as, like, in your face either.
It's not as sit on your tongue and sort of have a nap sort of situation. So, yeah, we're gonna dive right in. So we're going to start off. We've got some lovely New Zealand-made products here as well as some Australian stuff. So we've got the Halea Vanilla Syrup. So we're going to do 10 per cocktail. So in this sucker, we're going to make two. And the first ones, we're going to put in 20 mils. Then we're going to be putting in...
It's very scientist-y.
22.5 mils of Harpoon coffee concentrate per drink.
Well, all these little bottles are so...
they're so quaint.
The nick.
Can I have a look at the coffee concentrate?
You're familiar with this one.
Oh, yeah. We had this one out there, didn't we?
And so then we're going to chuck in 30 mils per drink of the dark cane.
Gwilym, I must say, what I learned about making spritzotinis over lockdown is the shake... Yeah.
The shake is the key.
Essentially the most important part.
Exactly.
So what gives out first, the elbow?
You got to shake from the torso, man.
Okay.
So yeah, we've just chucked in 30 mils per drink of the coffee original as well, just to give you that coffee hit. So like if you just chuck your nose in there before we take it any further, it even smells like you'd expect a spritzy teeny to smell.
It's true though. If you go a little bit further than you think you can, push yourself when you're doing the shake is what John's trying to say.
You got a hard shake. It's not a soft shake.
Especially if you don't shake often.
Shake it to wake it, you know? I'm trying to remember what that hectic old beverage was that used to do that.
The good news is once you have the teeny, your next shake's probably going to be a bit more powerful.
You got more energy too.
What am I doing? Smelling this?
Smelling it.
It's like giving coffee, guys. I mean, yeah. Nice, you know.
I hope so.
You put about 10 coffees in one cup, I think. I don't know.
So we're going to give it a bit of a dry shake before we give it a wet shake.
Why?
It's quiet.
So because this is already alcohol-free, we don't need to try and dilute it. So we don't need to put as much ice in. We don't need to get it as cold. So it's all sort of, you know.
Somebody's texted in saying they enjoy drinking at every moment of the day.
Fair enough.
They're thirsty.
Enjoy
They're
yourself.
Thirsty. Like it's
stay safe,
you need to
obviously,
drink.
And make sure you got a B card. Okay, that was. Do you think that's long enough? I mean, John, we were just talking about
how... No, bro, like, because it's already diluted. We're not trying to dilute it. We're just trying to aerate it and then get a little bit of foam going on.
Oh, look at... Oh dang. So foamy. Shit. How did you do that, Gwilym?
Goodness, yeah.
Got the skills.
I noticed that you kind of have, like, a double action shake. Whereas mine's just more like standing on the spot, like using a jackhammer kind of shake.
Or a piece of fitness equipment.
Shake weight.
Look at that.
Lovely. Good. Amazing, my head. It's very small bubble.
Yeah, we want to go with fine. That's what the double strain is for.
Do you want this one?
Sure.
I'm looking forward to a little chocolatey number, actually, Gwilym.
So no alcohol at all in this dry July.
No alcohol at all in this bad boy for dry July.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Are we drinking?
You guys can drink. Dive on in. I'll be with you momentarily.
Great after dinner, this one. This would be perfect. You know, you've just had...
Definitely can have a mustache sitch if you want.
Mustache is the key, right?
A rich meal. Just need a little bit of coffee.
A little espresso teeny.
And just some time on your hands, eh, John?
Get the fire going.
How do we feel? How close do you think we've gotten to the OG Spressy Teeny sitch?
It does have a little weird little bite in there. How did you get that to do that?
So that's what we talked about before. So that's the capsaicin.
Okay.
So that gives you that little bit of booziness.
I'm squinting.
You're squinting? Squinting? Good squinting? Bad squinting?
It's great squinting. I'm like, how'd you do it? And it's got a little bit of like, just a bit of funk to make it like, oh, hello, you know?
Yeah, so
Doesn't make you rush the drink.
It's kind of like that rum thing, like, because you know when you have a couple of rum and cokes, you get that little bit of funk in the background, keeps things interesting.
You bet, yeah.
Very much on that sort of tip.
Great. This would be great drink for playing pool once you reach that point of like, you know, you're in the zone, just switch to these.
It's that Ponsonby Pool Hall 3 Jack Daniels RTDs situation.
I actually went there the other day and I don't know if I'd ever been there, which is strange. That pool table out the back that Rolling Stones used when they were over here is massive. It's like a rugby
table.
Field.
It's like, you could get lost on it.
It's legit huge, man.
Yeah.
Nice place.
Yeah, yeah.
Gwilym?
Slante. Good to be back up here, boys.
Where on earth can I get these ingredients to make a espresso tini.
The espresso tini, you can get most of the stuff out of Glengarry. But if you want to take it up to a whole other lot and go one-stop shop, Farrow literally has every single thing here.
Mm. Okay.
Somebody's texted a new word.
What's that?
I think they're saying they're making teenies.
Capesium.
Capesium.
Is that something you'd chuck in a no teeny?
Capsaicin?
Capsaicin?
Exactly. It's a new word.
Capesium?
Capesium? Capsaicin?
You can see why I didn't say it.
But yeah, no, sure. It's the capsaicin just gives you that little bit of heat.
Okay.
So it tricks you to make you feel like you've got a bit more going on in there.
Okay.
You know, so it doesn't feel like you're just having a fun, like you're having a weird Dalgona coffee or something, you know?
Mm. Now, the star of this drink, of course, is the Liar's Dark Cane Spirit and Coffee Original.
Original.
The real good thing about a coffee, no alcohol drink, is you're still getting a buzz on in some way.
Exactly.
You know? Mm.
Like, you've got to have your vices.
You're getting work done.
You've got to have your vices.
Yeah, everyone's speeding up.
But yeah.
Agreed.
Easy.
All right.
Super easy.
Delicious. A great way to kick off your dry July with a espresso tini.
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry, they're not all going to be dry for this month, guys. We can go low as well as no. Don't worry.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Loophole, I like it.
Well, no, because it's we're looking at ways to sort of change how you're drinking. We're not telling you to stop drinking. We're going, hey, here's some options.
And actually, that's New Zealand's problem. It's the binge. It's the on-off.
Yeah.
Just relax. Be a little bit more French.
Just
get the kids involved.
Mate, it's one of my highlights of my life was 14-year-old getting drunk in a restaurant in Paris. It was great.
We should probably say responsibly like 6 times. Everyone say it like twice kind of thing.
Responsibly?
And then we should...
Responsibly.
Go
with the place you do it.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.